Listening to the overture of The King and I playing practice through Sunday, you realize there are probably more memorable songs in this one show than all the new shows that opened on Broadway in the past decade. Hello, Young Lovers, I Whistle a Happy Tune, Getting to Know You, and Something Wonderful are but a few. The national touring company that has had practice through Sunday not only makes each number a gorgeous memory, the terrific cast connects them to a story filled with lovely emotions. This is a wonderfully performed production that captures every one of the show's strengths. The King and I tells the story of a widowed English teacher who accepts a position in Siam to tutor the wives and children of the king. The king wants to educate his children in Western ways so as to be ready for the cultural changes that are inevitable. The relationship between Anna and the king is a way of foreshadowing the clashes that come from such change. He is in many ways a man-child who wants his children to be prepared for change, but really doesn't want to change his own behavior. The headstrong Anna is one of Rodgers and Hammerstein's finest female creations. She is courageous and righteous, yet a sucker for a cause or somewhat in need of a friend. Anna and the king develop mutual admiration for each other based on respect. The sexual tensions leading up to their buoyant number, Shall We Dance, suggest that the two might even be in love. Making the number bittersweet is the knowledge that a romance between the two can never happen. The performances are wonderful. Jose Lana, as the king, is a virile presence who can be a firm figure of authority and yet remains a man chained to conventions. Elena's shadow is remarkably strong, yet vulnerable as a 21st century woman living in the 1860s. Joan Amadella, as the king's loyal and loving first wife, has the best voice in a cast filled with strong voices. The King and I defines classic musical theater. It has you laughing and crying within minutes of each other, and when you leave the theater, you realize you have spent almost 3 hours immersed in beauty. The King and I is at practice in Schenectady through Sunday. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.